And actually, we've been talking about this most of our lives. It's in Luke 6, in verse 27, Jesus is teaching. And he says, "But I tell you who hear, love your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do good to those who hate you."
Yeah.
Well, you may not have known it, but you were following this scripture.
Yeah.
You were following this command.
Mm-hmm.
Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. And to him who strikes you on the cheek, offer also the other. And from him who takes away your cloak, don't withhold your coat also.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
So, you know, when you do the word, the Lord will bless you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now, he has blessed you. I don't know where this guy is that you gave a bicycle to, basically. But I'm sure you're more blessed than he is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The Lord has blessed you with great understanding, ability, all this kind of stuff. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe he turned around and said, you know, I am seeing the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
What that little boy did.
Mm. Jesus.
When we talk about the glory.
Yeah.
You see, there's the glory.
Uh-huh.
All right? Because what is glory? Glory is a good opinion.
Mm-hmm.
One of the definitions of the word is translated glory is to have a good opinion of something.
Wow.
Okay? And so the glory he saw, glory of God he saw in what you did.
Mm-hmm.
What you did. And when we follow the word, when we obey the word, whether we do it knowingly or not,
mm-hmm.
when we obey the word, people see the glory of God.
Yeah.
They whoa, got a good opinion. That guy must be a Christian. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
You must be a Christian.
Yeah.
Yes. He used to say, that's awful Christian though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, I just wanted to bring that out because when you started talking about that, when you said, I give you the bicycle, just keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's God. See, that's God. That's just doing the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that probably spoke volumes to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have, he was expecting a gun battle, right? He was expecting, he's going to have to shoot you, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But when you came and gave him love,
mm-hmm.
that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks out there that need that.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, they need the Lord.
Yeah.
They need to see the Lord. Yeah, yeah.
I noticed one thing sort of significant, that you gave by yourself. There's no one there with you. You went to the Lord, went to heaven by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Glory to your name, Lord. Ha, 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 ha,
people need the Lord. He's the open door. People need the Lord.
He said he was talking about some works to burn up.
Go ahead.
How he'll reward people for their works, and some be like wood, hay, and stubble to burn up.
Okay, all right. Now, I was thinking about another verse, but that's a good one. The verse I'm thinking about is, now let us move on.
Yeah.
From the elementary doctrines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dead works.
Of repentance from dead works.
Yeah.
Repentance from dead works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I wanted to do is, because we've got works here and we got works here, I want to more clearly talk about the distinction between those two works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people are confused these days. Well, am I supposed to get saved by the works I do?
Mm-hmm.
Does work save me? Right? And so we got a lot of people preaching grace, and Andrew Womack and Arthur May Chess, a lot of folks. No, you're saved by faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or saved by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not saved by works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the deal here?
Why do we have works here and works here? We have faith. We have faith here and faith here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference here? What's going on here? What's the difference? This is dead works. I guess these are live works, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's think about this just a minute.
Because we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
There we go. We were created. I'm glad you brought that up. See, we are created to do good works.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But we're not saved by them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Confusing, though, isn't it? All right?
Uh-huh.
Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. All right?
Yeah.
So let's look at this a minute. When the writer of Hebrews was talking about dead works, he was talking about repentance from dead works. I'm going to repent from dead works. The things I've been doing, I've been trying to do to make myself good enough to go to heaven. You see, I've been trying to be good enough to meet God's standards.
I never thought of that.
In my own power. Yeah. Yeah,
it won't work.
In your own power, yeah.
About the dead works means there. I never thought of it in that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be good enough in my own power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to be very careful to tithe my mint and cumin and all my spices and tithe everything, just like the Pharisees were. They were very careful to keep every letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
But what were they missing?
The point.
The point, yeah. Exactly. They were very careful to do that, and then here's the truth standing in front of them. Uh-oh. Your salvation standing right in front of them.
Yeah.
They just miss it entirely. They rejected it. Mm. You see. So, when you focus on trying to meet a standard, but don't focus on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's
see,
good. That's good.
When you focus on trying to keep some laws, but you don't focus on the person
mm-hmm.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
The person breeds the relationship.
The person, the relationship. I'm glad that. I like that. Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you have.
Jesus.
What you have. Everything that you have, then.
Then it works.
Because you're not doing them by faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, when we share the word with someone,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then they hear, they listen, hopefully they understand it, they believe it.
Uh-huh.
They receive what? We say out salvation, don't we? Well, I didn't write down salvation, did I?
Mm-hmm.
What did they receive? I say they receive the Holy Spirit. Because
mm-hmm.
when you get the Holy Spirit, he's the seal of your mm-hmm. salvation. He's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one, okay? That's the person. That's the relationship.
Whoa.
I don't receive
Whoa.
A thing, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I receive a
person.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I reestablish a relationship that was lost in the garden.
Yeah.
Of Eden. I reestablish that relationship.
Jesus.
My focus now is on the relationship.
My mm-hmm. God.
People need, some doesn't go, people need salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? People need the
Lord.
Mm-hmm. They need that relationship.
Jesus.
See, that relationship can prompt you
mm-hmm.
to go and just say, keep the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He makes a vow to God. He's going to do, I'm just going to do whatever you say, God.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes him keep that vow? It's that relationship. The Lord always pulls him through, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And that relationship makes you know him better. You can trust him more.
You can trust him mm-hmm. more. Build your faith.
It builds your faith when you got a relationship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Even
exactly.
with the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
I have formed a relationship with him
mm-hmm.
and I just get so relaxed
yeah.
when things get lost. It's the Holy Spirit. Mm. Nothing is lost in the kingdom of God, so let's go at it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He has proven himself over and over. We
yeah.
built that relationship.
Uh-huh.
I lost I didn't lose it, but I went out of town and when I came back, I didn't have a ring. I said, I knew I pulled it off, and I said, oh, my mind tried to tell me, oh, you left that ring in that hotel, and somebody got it. Ain't nobody gonna get that ring back, you know, da 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 da. And I said, Holy Spirit, I'm in the kingdom. Mm. You know nothing lost in the kingdom. Amen. Come on. Amen. Help me get that ring. And I just got relaxed and nobody did nothing about it. That ring, I don't know how it got, maybe a week or two after, I found it in the zipper part of my
vehicle.
The zipper part of my, I said, Holy Spirit, you are so funny. You know, you put things in the most funniest places. I never would have thought to look in the zipper part of my vehicle. You know? I'm like, when did I put that there, Holy Spirit? I mean, you know. And we just laughed about that. That came out of relationship.
Yeah.
I couldn't always handle things that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out of law, all right?
No.
It comes out of relationship.
Yeah.
People need the Lord.
Yeah.
People can get the Lord in the form of the Holy Spirit, in the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And when we get the Holy Spirit, we don't know what we got.
Amen.
Most people, when they get the Holy Spirit, they don't want to know what they got. Okay? They just kind of go, okay, you know. It's kind of like a, I told the story of the man, the old man that had to run out of food, run out of money, right? And all he had was emergency fund he kept underneath the floorboards. He lived up in the mountains. And so there was a bag of coins. That was his last money he had. It was an emergency fund. They, you know, he and his father and grandfather and everybody put money in it when they had some extra. So he just pulled that bag out and said, I got to go to town and buy some food, and then I'll just die, I guess, because I don't have any more money. Don't have any food. When he took the town, he asked around and found out those coins were very valuable. They were old coins, they were very valuable coins, very rare. And he was actually a rich man. You see, he didn't know what he had. Most people, a lot of people who have the Holy Spirit, Christians have the Holy Spirit, they don't know what they got. Okay? That's when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
what's the baptism? It's the second anointing, right? It's a second move of God, a second touch, you know. Keith Miller says, it's a second touch, you know. You get a Holy Spirit, then you get some gifts of the Holy Spirit and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, it's a whole new thing, you know. We got a whole denominations based on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in people. And we got denominations that deny it, the Baptist and, you know, whatever. It's like, why should we do this? We all got the same Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
It's just that some people understand what they got a little bit better than other people. Right?
Yeah.
Some people got a little bit more of the truth. And they put their faith in that truth. Right? So, but we got the Holy Spirit. We need to know what we got.
Amen. Yeah.
And if we know what we got, and we say, I got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I got everything I need.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I don't have that I need.
Yeah.
What does Brother Monty say? Everything you need is in the house.
That's right.
If it's not in the house,
you don't need it.
Right?
In the Father's house.
Right? Everything. You don't need it. If it's not in the Father's house, you don't need it. We got everything we need.
If
you got everything you need, what do? Give you an example. Bill Gates, richest guy on earth, right? I mean, arguably, at times. When he stepped down as the head of Microsoft, he was worth like $40 billion. Not million, billion. That's 40,000 million. He's 40,000 times a millionaire. Okay? He's got more money he knows what to do with.
Amen.
So he steps down, and what does he do for it? He says, I got everything. I got more than what I need. I got everything I need. What am I going to do? You know what he came up with? What everybody ought to come up with. You got more than what you need. I'm going to go give it away.
Yes.
I'm going to go give it away. And he hired a whole bunch of people to do nothing but give his money away.
Well, my name wasn't on that list.
And they weren't on doing that. And ever since then, they have been working to give his money away. Give it. And now, he is worth more than $80 billion. Instead of losing money, instead of giving that money away, he's actually wound up with more than twice as much as when he started trying to give it away. That's what we do when we give.
Yeah.
Give and it shall be
given to you.
Given to you. I don't even know if he's a Christian or not, but he learned that.
Yeah.
Somehow he's doing that and is coming to it.
A lot of them operate the principles.
Yeah.
Yes. Of a Christian. They get in their Bible and they operate the principles.
That's right. So when we get the Holy Spirit and we got the truth, we put our faith in that truth, we can do deeds, we can do works, we can do miracles, and they will not be dead.
Yes.
They will
thank
be alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
thank
of our
Lord.
Relationship.
Okay? Hallelujah.
All right. Father, we thank you so much for loving us. Giving
thank
us the
you,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit. Let us realize the relationship we have with the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and the fact that we don't really need anything, Father. We just need to give away what we got.
Amen.
The people that need it, and they need that relationship more than anything else, more than bicycles, more than money, more than anything, they need the Lord.
Amen.
Father, bless this food, bless our day today as we worship you and try to bring glory to your name in everything
thank
we
you,
think,
Jesus.
Do, and say. Amen.
Amen. Amen.